And we spoke on progress achieved to date. We spoke, of course, on the preparation for the very critical phase three, which is the removal out of country of the most critical chemical agents. We went a little bit into the details of the what and the how.
That was Sigrid Kaag, the United Nations envoy in charge of dismantling Syria's chemical weapons. She spoke with the United Nations Security Council about the ongoing crisis in Syria. It was also announced that a UN staff member had been killed yesterday in Syria, but no further details were given. As the crisis in Syria continues, Sarah Flounders at the International Action Center says that she sees the ongoing conflict as a result of the continued U.S. funding of anti-government insurgents in Syria.
They're soldiers for hire. This is a completely reactionary force that has no interest in the people of Syria. Why is the U.S. funneling and helping funnel them and arm them and bring them into Syria? Because it's part of the strategy of regime change.
As the process of dismantling the weapons continues, many view the words coming from U.S. officials about chemical weapons as hypocritical.
The U.S. has tons of chemical weapons that they've used against people around the world. And so, you know, if the U.S. really wants to focus on dismantling chemical weapons, they should focus on their own and on Israel's as well.
Kaag has made clear that the Syrian government has been fully cooperating with the U.N. officials in destroying the weapons. But as the process goes on, security is a primary concern for U.N. officials working in the war-torn country. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.